While geese may be getting out of hand on the North Slope, a new walrus haulout at Cape Gregg in Bristol Bay could create some problems for the bay's Ooshagak and Igagik salmon fishing districts. But right now, the Department of Fish and Game says they'll start the fishery business as usual. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
The new haulout was spotted this spring, first by residents flying over the coast of the Alaska Peninsula, then confirmed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. No one is sure yet why the walrus are there, but hope that they might go elsewhere is running thin. Dan Pepin is a pilot and wildlife biologist with the Alaska Peninsula Basharoff Refuge and has been keeping an eye on the walrus by air this spring.
I've seen them anywhere from 300 to 2,000 at one time on the beach at Cape Gregg. I mean, it's anybody's guess how long they're going to be there.
On a flight last week, Pepin says he counted 1,500. While the new and somewhat more accessible walrus haulout might be welcomed by some, that spot is awfully close to the Ugashik District boundaries, says Fish and Game Area Manager Paul Solomon.
Looking at the pictures, it seems to be on there's a bluff right on the north line of Ugashik, and it seems to be towards the north end of it. And my best estimate at this point, they're about a half mile north of the north line.
When the sockeye fishing in Ugashik got real hot last year, there were over 300 drift permits registered in the district, though some of those were doubled up on one boat. Add in the tenders and other transiting vessels, and concerns grow for the safety of those walrus hauling out near the line and feeding wherever it is they feed. Walrus are protected from disturbance by the U.S. Marine Mammal Protection Act. There are guidelines published by the Fish and Wildlife Service for how close vessels can come to haulouts, what operations are not allowed nearby, and how much sound can be generated. Paul Solomon says the fleet needs to familiarize itself with the rules, and fingers crossed, Ugashik and Igagik fishing will happen normally.
Well, as of right now, we're still planning on business as usual. So we're not planning on making any changes to the way we approach the season at this point. We are putting a lot of the onus on the fishermen.
Solomon says the consequences of fishing boats triggering a stampede or walrus showing up dead from obvious fishing-related causes could be severe. The federal government has jurisdiction over enforcement to protect the mammals. Solomon says he's hoping it's a non-issue. Commercial fishing in the district opened Wednesday. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.